Welcome to the Quick 10 podcast, brought to you by QuickTrack, focusing on all things FedCon and cyber defense from different perspectives and different personalities, all in 10-ish minutes. Here's your host, Derek White.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Quick 10 podcast, live and in person here in Tampa, Florida, at CUICon, CUICon, whatever we're calling it today. It's been a great event, day two.
Definitely.
It's fun to meet new people. Literally just met you a few moments ago, but did have one of your calls.
For the second time.
For the second time, technically. Yeah. It didn't count the first time because I didn't shake your hand. I was told who you were. That was a little different. But yeah, we did have one of your colleagues on yesterday, and we're going to take a little bit different approach. So tell everybody who you are, what you do, and then we'll go from there.
My name is Karen DeVia, and I am the CEO of Soituris. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to mature the industry with their approach to compliance.
Super engaging conversation the last couple of days. So it was a good day yesterday, great day today with all these topics. We're going to talk a little bit about the international global side of things from where you guys go into that, kind of watchers, listeners, and what they need to hear there.
Well, the industry is definitely changing. We see different requirements. I think that the major thing when you're looking at it from a perspective of a global perspective versus the U.S. perspective is to understand that the European perspective, some of the Asian perspective, is to adjust and be agile to the regulatory requirements in advance. So they're not sitting and waiting. Mm-hmm. They're already doing stuff. Organizations in a global scale are already doing stuff that are related to CMMC and the changes that CMMC is bringing to the U.S. Yeah. They will be more prepared than a lot of other organizations that you see in the U.S. just because their state of mind is regulatory force. So it's kind of a different approach to it. The key aspect is that they're more specific, which means that when it comes down to checklisting, very easy going. When it comes down to maturity, to understand the implementations and the way that your infrastructure is impacting the positioning that you have in CMMC compliance and others, that is the challenge that you're going to face. Those conversations that are more strategic and are more on the technical scope that is requiring you to attest to the way that your system is set up and why. So it's very different, very different approach, very different conversations. And I think that what we're trying to do is to kind of bridge that gap, allow better communication, better understanding of continuous compliance and understand why it is required and just be part of it.
Visibility, it's probably a pretty big scenario there, especially when we're talking global, international, a lot of footprint, right?
Yeah.
That did come up a little bit yesterday, too. So where from your guys' capabilities and your solution that you're, you know, COO, that's
interesting.
You see a lot. Yeah, you see a lot. Walk through that a little bit. I mean, where are you seeing the biggest impact with that visibility side and what you just kind of rolled through from a customer perspective?
I think that the biggest thing that I'm seeing is the change in the way that consulting organizations are approaching compliance today. I think that they understand that the challenge now is not to have this one moment in time engagement with organizations, but having that continuous engagement. They change their approach, they change their service offering, they understand that they need to widen the range of their offering. But at the same place, what we see more than often is the struggle into giving the customer the same experience, maintaining that engagement level across their assessors, across their analytical team. And that is the biggest challenge because they're given so much more opportunities, service offering, new technologies that are entering, and new approach to accommodate to the changes in the organizational side. But then in the what they're losing is consistency. They're losing that the same customer experience, the same level of engagement across their team. And that is the funnest part of what we do. And I think that I come to this role from a go-to-market expertise. That's my domain. Mm-hmm. I've done that in global scale. And just that point of view of understanding their challenges as they are entering the CMMC space, understanding the enterprise challenges as they're entering, and kind of bridging the gap between their communication, mm-hmm. And allowing them to have that single customer experience across their team, no matter if their assessor is 25 years of experience or 5 years of experience.
Yep.
And just ensuring that the same level and the same communication type across system, technologies, compliance pieces is communicated to the customers is the funnest part of our job.
For sure. Yeah, that's, yeah. And I know the tool has a lot of capabilities, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Just went through it, right? That's why it is what it is. So the event-wise, you know, how do you feel this event compared to maybe some ones over the last seven, 8 months where things are a little different? Can you feel it, sense it?
Yeah, definitely. I think that what we see in this event is the essence of what we see in the industry. Everyone is stepping up, right? Everyone is so into it, engaged into it. If before it was like, oh, I'm here to test the water, I'm not sure where I'm going, the discussion is more concrete, there's more timeline, there's more evidence of change, evidence of progress, evidence of understanding what is their responsibility and how it's correlate with everything that's going on. You know what I love more than anything? I feel like we're maturing as not just in the compliance aspect of things, but also in the understanding of how vulnerable we are as a nation and how we need to secure our system. Mm-hmm. As someone that served for 18 years as a CISO, mm-hmm. In a frontline unit, for me, it is so inspiring to see that we're finally crossing that bridge between the way that we approach cybersecurity and the way that the private sector has approached cybersecurity, and really bridging that gap. And it's wonderful to see. And this event has been great. Great speakers, great partners, great conversations.
Yeah, it's been engaging. It's good to see conferences. There's a lot of people here. It's sold out to have engagements after they're done is nice, because it's sure. People aren't asking the same questions they were a couple of years ago.
Right.
Or felt like there's a little bit more behind those questions. Now it's... Explain that to me. That whatever you just said there, I think I need more on that. And that's, you can see it. It's happening. Conversations end up having outside the room. And
right.
there's 6, 7, 8 people having a conversation together. It's pretty cool. So, well, thank you for spending time. I know it's a hectic day, and kind of pulled you aside here quick. But thanks for being on. Really appreciate it. Where do people need to go, or would you like them to go to maybe learn more, connect with you and with Cyturus?
Pleasure. Well, if you will be able to spell my name, you're welcome to go to my LinkedIn page. But if not, then please visit cyturus.com and come and say hello to us. Just request a demo and reach out to us, or just connect form. We're always happy to engage in conversations with meaningful people and help you.
Love it. Awesome. Well, thank you again for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode, and make sure to subscribe to the Quick 10 podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and check us out on YouTube as well. For more information about QuickTrack, visit our website at www.quicktrack.com. That's CUICKTRAC.com.